Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is the latest blockbuster from Disney Pixar, and it's called Finding Dory.
This is the sequel to Finding Nemo, but this time we're looking for Dory, who has short-term memory loss.
Voiced by Ellen DeGeneres. You know, and I think this movie pretty closely follows the template of the first one, at least in terms of it being a road comedy. So here she is. She's traversing the ocean in search of her family.
Yes.
And Nemo and his dad are out searching for her.
I thought it was very entertaining. The colors just are magnificent. But I have to say, Nemo was a bit better. The story was a little more interesting. It had a little more development than this one did.
I agree. And I guess that's the inherent problem with all sequels, is that they have a template that they have to adhere to and at the same time live up to the previous movie. And it doesn't quite do that. But I think that's a little bit unfair because you had to take these movies one at a time.
And if you haven't seen Finding Nemo, you will enjoy Finding Dory. You don't have to see one to understand the other.
And that is the strength of a good sequel.
Yes. I think the character of Dory is engaging, but in terms of a cute character, she's not as cute as Nemo.
True enough.
And the humor is going to appeal to adults as well as children. There were plenty of children in the audience where I saw the film, and they were all laughing, and the adults were too.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did not.
Again, it just proves you don't need 3D. It's not necessary to enjoy it.
In Nemo, there were more tangents that were really entertaining.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.